Yes, welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. It expands. It manifests. And chapter 4 of the Science of Getting Rich is entitled The Principle in the Science of Getting Rich. It's one of the most important chapters. It's the foundation bedrock upon which the book is built on. Thought is the only power which can produce tangible riches from the formless substance. Now, I've tried to describe the idea of the formless substance. This is this place where prayers go. This is this energy where your thoughts are held. This is that magic place. This is that place where we're positive thinking, and people who think positive tend to have positive things happen in their life. The things we can't explain, this is where that stuff happens. This is that area where you've been thinking about something and then things just start happening in your life to bring that into existence. See, what you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. This is all tied into the formless substance. Thought is the only power which can produce tangible riches from the formless substance. The stuff from which all things are made is a substance which thinks. See, think. Thinking is an action word. Thinking is labor. This is why so few people do it. See, if you start a business, it requires you to think through the process. In my business, I'm actively involved in direct mail and network marketing. And it shocks me to how many people I come across in my business, in my industry, who simply can't even explain a pay plan or the marketing strategy, or they don't have a business plan. They're completely clueless. Why? It's not that they're dumb people. They've just purposely chosen not to think. Why? Because labor, thinking is extremely laborious. It's easier to dig a hole than to sit and think on a problem. And this is why so many people are riddled in debt and are broke, because they don't sit and think through the process. No one thinks through becoming in debt. No one sits and thinks it through and studies and contemplates and goes, yep, I think I'll ruin my life. No, it happens as a result of not thinking, because thinking is laborious. Thinking substance takes the form of its thought and moves according to that thought. See, one of the central ideas of the book of Science of Getting Rich is this idea that you can think something, that you can hold it in formless substance, and that the very fact that you hold it in formless substance, see, here's where it gets difficult, because holding something means to continually think about it, to continually think upon it. What you think about comes about. What you focus on grows. That thing that you're holding in formless substance becomes physical. Thinking stuff moves according to that thought. Thinking stuff takes the form of its thought and moves according to the thought. Holding the idea of circular systems of suns and worlds, it takes the form of these bodies and moves them as it thinks. It's breaking down the very idea in the beginning of the Bible of how God created the universe. This idea, we read. Now you say, well, I'm not a religious person. Okay. But just that in the beginning, in most of all of our world's religions, we see a God, a person, someone from the formless substance who thinks the universe into existence, who thinks humanity into existence. And so again, we see this repetition of this idea that thinking, that thought, becomes the most powerful tool that you have. Now he begins to explain this, that you can't just think $1 million and $1 million appears, but I promise you $1 million will never appear without laborious thinking, without holding the thought of receiving, of getting this money in the formless substance. Now listen to this. This is where it gets good. Thinking the form of a slow-growing oak tree, it moves accordingly and produces the tree. Though centuries may be required to do the work, in creating, the formless seems to move according to the lines of motion it has established. In other words, a person could think, study, comprehend, and hold in the formless thought the idea of compound interest. you could then begin to Google, research, buy books, and study on investing. You could sit down and with a pen and paper write down, if I was to invest this much money every month consistently, and if the U.S. stock market continued to perform as if it always has since the beginning, it went up, it went down, it went up, it went down, it went up, it went down, but I continue to hold this thought in formless substance, the idea that I could become rich and build an income stream through dividends, coupon payments, and interest. And by holding this thought in the formless substance and committing to the process, utilizing what is taught in the science of getting rich, I could build wealth in as little as 7 to 10 years. Does that not make the book true? Is that not true? If you consistently invested large sums of money for 7 to 10 years, and compounded the dividends, would you not have more money? Of course you would. So we hold that fact to be self-evident, as is written in the Constitution, that all men, right? We all have access to this thinking stuff. We can all hold the thought in this thinking stuff, and the universe will conspire to make it happen because you hold it there. In other words, you actually have some belief in what the hell you're talking about. You believe in what you're doing. The reason people panic in stock market crashes. You say, Gerald, I don't invest in the stock market. Why do you keep bringing this up? Because it's a clear example of human beings being stupid. Because when they're given an opportunity that they've never had to multiply their wealth by buying assets of value that have never been cheaper, rather than going all in or borrowing money or doing whatever they need to do to accomplish and to acquire and to purchase these things, they do the exact opposite and they panic and they sell and they lose all their money. Why? Because they weren't holding this in the formless substance. They had no belief in what they were doing, or they just were completely ignorant to the whole thing and didn't even know. So in my life, I've been given three of these opportunities, and I squandered two of them. 2002 tech crash, I was sitting right there at my computer, and like everyone else, I didn't handle it right. And I watched my money go from, what was it? I don't even remember my balance. It wasn't very high, but I was just starting to make money. And here's the thing. See, I didn't hold it in the formless substance. I didn't understand what was happening. I was a young man. I was focused on other things. And I look back now and I've done the calculations. If I would have just, I should have just put everything in there. I should have worked 12 days a week. I should have worked 24 hours a day. I should have done everything I could for about a year period. And I would be so rich now that I probably wouldn't even be, I would be, you know. But I didn't do it. I didn't hold that thought in the formless substance. I didn't. And I learned from that as I began to study this path and this idea of acquiring riches, that anyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, can become rich if they begin to hold thoughts in formless substance. And they begin to implement the 17 chapters in this book written in 1905 by Wallace Wallace. That anyone could do that. And I became a living example of that. I was born in a trailer park. I was actually born in Beaumont, Texas, but my mom was staying with people in a trailer, and I was raised by a single mom in poverty for as long as I could remember. See, one of the things about being a kid and being poor, sometimes you don't even know you're poor. Luckily, we didn't have all the gadgets and everything everyone has now that are expensive, because there's no way I would have had one. And so I didn't know I was poor. And so at a very young age, if I needed something, I had to learn to hustle for it. And so I shoveled snow, I mowed yards, I did anything I could do to make money. And I held that in the formless substance. Now, I didn't know that was what I was doing then. But from a very young age, I began to respond to ads in the back of newspapers. The first one that got me was how to get 1 million people to send you $2. And I remember reading this ad. I'm like 13, 14 years old. I'm looking through the newspaper my dad had out. And an ad in the back said how to get 2 million people or 1 million people to send you $2. And I looked at that and I said, holy shit. I didn't doubt it at all. Here's the funny thing. My dad goes, what? I go, if I could get 2 million people to send me a dollar, or it was 1 million people to send you $2, I'd never have to work again. And I remember my dad, as clear as day, looking at me and go, What are you talking about? And I said, Dad, there's an ad here that says how to get 1 million people to send you $2. The guy wants $2. Let's send him $2. And he looks at me and goes, son, he's going to show you how to run an ad to get people to send you $2. As if that was a broken flaw. He was saying it as if that was dumb. And I'm like, well, what if they did? Do you see? We're not connecting. Me and him aren't connecting. I'm over here, man. I'm thinking, holy crap, if you could run an ad and people would send you money, why would you not do this? What's wrong with your brain, Dad? Why would you not be doing this? And my dad, being the skeptical, says people don't make money like that, son. Now fast forward 40 years and I'm way richer than my dad. And ever since that day, I've been running ads. I love my dad. But my dad didn't write The Science of Getting Rich, and my dad definitely didn't implement the procedures in The Science of Getting Rich, and he definitely didn't teach me how to get rich. He couldn't. And so I had to surround myself with different people, cut from a different cloth. You may need to too. You may have friends and family around you who can't help you on this journey. Thinking the form of a slow-growing oak tree, it moves accordingly and produces the tree. Though centuries may be required to do the work, in creating, the formless substance seems to move according to the lines of motion it has established. The thought of an oak tree does not cause the instant formation of a full-grown oak tree, but it does start in motion the forces which will produce the tree. But it does start in motion the forces which will produce the tree. But it does start in motion. It does start in motion. Thought is the only power which can produce tangible riches from the formless substance. That was the first sentence of the chapter. Now listen what we just said. But it does start in motion. In other words, the motion starts with the thinking, but not just thinking one time. It's thinking that's held. When you say held, it's take a bucket of water, fill it up, and then hold your hands up and hold it there. What starts to happen? Your arms start to shake, right? Why? Because it's hard to hold something. It's hard. In every reference in scripture or in books or in technical manuals, when it requires holding something, take a dam. What does a dam do? It holds back water. Pick up your children and hold them. As you begin to hold things, it's difficult. Try to just hold money. Just put a whole bunch of money in your checking account and don't touch it, but look at it every day. Watch what happens. People and forces line up to take that money. You can't hold things. It's almost impossible. Holding things, holding the thought, holding the thinking stuff, taking the idea, I'm going to go into business, I'm going to build a downline, I'm going to start this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then hold that day after day after day. We live in a world of people of simple-minded children. They can't hold a thought for 90 days before they quit. I see it every single day. Every single day. They can't hold a thought in their mind more than a few days. Why? Because it's the most laborious of activities. How long do you think Jeff Bezos held Amazon in his mind? He's still holding it. See, what hurts people is they hold broad ideas, they hold concepts, they don't hold specifics. So in 2007, I was completely, more like 2005, I was completely disgusted with network marketing. I was never going to do it again. And then a seed was planted. And I sat down and I pinned out what I was going to do. And I held that thought in formless substance for over a year. And I wrote something called The Money Flow, and I wrote, put together postcards, and I put together ads, and I sat down and developed follow-ups, and I wrote it up on whiteboards, and I showed how I would connect ads with postcards, with booklets, with follow-up letters. I would connect them to voicemails. I would have follow-up letters, and this is the first packet they would get. And I spent almost 18 months holding that thought, holding it in formless substance as I worked on it, cultivated it, and held it. And people come into my universe, into my world, and want to give it days and act like they've done something. And they haven't. They haven't held anything. They can't explain anything. See, what you can't explain to children, you don't even understand. If you can't explain it to a 10-year-old, you don't know it. Einstein taught that. If you can't explain what you know to a child, you don't actually know it. And if you don't know it, you haven't held it in the thinking stuff, and the universe says it won't be put into motion. Thinking the form of a slow-growing oak tree, it moves accordingly and produces the tree. Though centuries may be required to do the work. How long? Centuries. Sounds a lot like a 7 to 10 year plan to getting rich. You could start right now, today. Go and Google average return of the S&P 500 over 30 years. It's going to give you a number. Pick any year, 10 year, 30 year, 50 year, whatever. I like 30. I'm just going to show you about 9.8%. Let's round up to 10. 10%. Figure out how much you could put in every month, every week, every day, however you want to do it. But do it all the time. However you get paid, that's how you should do it. You get paid weekly, you should do it weekly. You get paid monthly, you should do it bi-monthly, you should do it bi-monthly. You get paid monthly, do it monthly. And play a pretend game with me. You say, well, I don't have the money to. Well, just pretend. Pretend. Play pretend. I do this all the time. Pretend to hold it in thinking stuff and say, thinking stuff, if I had this money, this is what I would do. And hold it in there and write it down and say, okay, I'm going to project this out every month for the next 7 years. Well, how many months is in 7 years? And then go to a compound interest calculator and put the number in. There's a nice government one out there. You don't have to go to any bank website. Avoid that. There's a government one out there. You can pipe in how much you're starting with, how much you're going to compound it. Do you want to do it semi-annually, quarterly, whatever? Put that in and then hit enter. Watch what happens to $1,000. It's an incredible amount of money. And here's what begins to happen. It begins to snowball. As you continue to hold that thought and thinking substance, as you begin to continuously hold it, it begins to snowball. I'm telling you, I've been doing it for 18 years. Kid gets sick, still do it. Wife got sick, still did it. I got sick, I didn't even go to the doctor. I'm not spending the money. I'm putting it in here. Every day, holding it in thinking substance, caring for it like a precious child jewel. Nobody gets it. Like from The Hobbit, and the guy's like, my precious. That's how it is. It's sacred. It would be like you asking me for my child for me to give you this money. It ain't happening. Under no circumstance, I die. That's how I hold it. See, that's conviction. You have to stand for something. Why not stand for what's yours? Why do we so easily give away our labor? And when you give away your labor, you give away your freedom. Look at the crap you give away your freedom for. Look at the things you buy every day and look at them and hold it in thinking stuff and say to myself, yes, this is what I sold my freedom for. Cable television. Oh, I love it. This is what I sold myself for. Now, I'm not against any of those things. I have cable television. But I'm also able to invest thousands of dollars a month. Get it? If I wasn't able, I wouldn't have it. If I wasn't able, I wouldn't have car payments. You can't have car payments and at the same time say you can't lay up for yourself. The Bible commands you to, and yet people don't do it. Because they don't hold it in thinking stuff. So here's what I believe. Even if you can't do it, if you begin to play the game of doing it, the universe conspires to make it happen. How do I know? The thought of an oak tree does not cause the instant formation of a full-grown oak tree, but it does start in motion. And the motion is the action. Thinking substance is an action word. The motion. It starts the motion. This is why I say all the time, repetition is the mother of skill. It's just process over outcome. Process And so, like my business, I'm in direct sales. People, well, how do you? I don't know. I don't know what people will do when they get the postcard. I don't know if anyone will respond. I don't know anything. I don't. But here's what I do know. Thought is the only power which can produce tangible riches from formless substance. Thought is the only power which can produce tangible riches from the formless substance. The stuff from which all things are made is the substance, which thinks. And thinking is an action word. And a thought of the form in this substance produces, and produces is an action word, produces the form. If you can't think it and hold it, day after day after day, the universe is not so messed up that it'll give it to you, because you don't deserve it. Once I understood that, I realized that the magic to start in motion the forces which will produce, cause the instant formation, that every thought of form held in think and substance causes the creation of the form, but always, or at least generally, along the lines of growth and action already established. Meaning repeatable patterns. You'll see later in the book talks about effective action, or doing things in a certain way. That is what it's talking about. Doing things in a certain way is along the idea of established lines of growth, meaning obvious patterns. Things that have worked before, they will work for you, especially when you hold them inside of thinking stuff in the formless substance.